Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to Meet Me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Jess Kirkpatrick, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Mark Yakargis.
Well, here it is, May 12th again, Mother's Day. You know, it don't seem fair every year just what they have only one Mother's Day when they got two Father's Days. Father's Day and Puppy Day. Oh, I never will forget my mother how she is used for to worry about us kids. One day she called me over and she said to me, Mary. Funny thing, she always called me Mary. She called my sister Parky. See, for years she needed glasses. She never would admit it. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I remember how she was used for to teach me how to save money. Every day she would give me a penny and I would put that penny in a little yellow box. Then when I would get 5 pennies, she would take that away from me and give me a nickel. And I would put the nickel in a blue box. Then when I get 5 nickels, she would take that away from me and give me a quarter. And I would put the quarter in a red box. You know something? I was 18 years old before I found out that little red box was a gas meter. Oh, but she had such a wonderful heart. I remember years ago when it was Mother's Day and I wanted for to bring her some flowers. But we were so poor and didn't have no money, so I went in the backyard and I dug up a bouquet of lovely weeds. Wow, she loved them. She would water those weeds every day. So finally, one of them grew up for to be a beautiful turnip. Oh, my. Oh, it's Betty. Hello, Betty. Where you been?
Hiya, Parky. I just came from the food conservation meeting.
The food conversation meeting?
You know, the food situation's pretty serious, Parky.
Yes?
The government wants us all to eat less so that we can send food to the starving people in all the devastated countries.
Yeah, you're right, Betty. I heard over the radio this morning where they want you to save things like wheat and rice.
Yeah, that's right, Parky.
Yes,
The government's even going to ask people to stop throwing rice at weddings so
yes.
It won't be wasted, you know.
Yes, a good idea, too. You know, Betty, I could never figure out why people throw rice at weddings. You know, you go to a wedding and as soon as the preacher says, I now announce you man and woman. What happens? Everybody starts throwing things at the groom. Rice, old shoes, the bride's father, everything. Why do they got to throw things? Why do they hit him with all that stuff? Maybe they just want to show him that that married life is what it's going to be like from now on. I don't know.
You know, Parky, the government has a lot of other suggestions on how folks can save food, too.
Yes?
You know, for instance, instead of making rice pudding, you can use cornmeal and make Indian pudding.
Indian pudding? Yeah, well, that's done be no good for me, Betty. You see, I've been in the restaurant business for 18 years, never seen an Indian come in yet. I don't know.
Parky, you know, this pamphlet has a lot of good information in it. For example, if you have any oatmeal left over,
yes.
You can do many things with it, like using it as a thickening for gravies or soups and stews. And you can use oatmeal instead of bread in making pudding.
Oatmeal?
Yeah. And you can even make a scotch soup with oatmeal, too.
I guess they got plenty of oatmeal, huh? All right, Betty, starting today, when I get through with my customers, they will have so much oatmeal, every time when they see a bottle of cream, they'll lay down underneath it.
And, Parky, you know, we just have to save bread.
You're right there.
It says right here that one slice out of every loaf of bread baked every day goes into the garbage can.
Mm.
Now, that's enough bread to feed 1 million hungry people for half a year. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars are thrown into our garbage can.
Well, you got to admit one thing. We must have the richest garbage cans in the world. But it does seem a shame, don't it, Betty, for to waste all that bread with all those poor little kids starving?
Yes, it does, Parky.
Yes.
Oh, and this is for you, Parky. The
yes.
government suggests that every restaurant serve only one slice of bread per person. Oh. And that'll save butter, too.
Oh, yes, buddy. Betty, that is a wonderful idea for to save butter. Yes. And you know something? As soon as I'm able for to get some butter, I'm going to start to save it, too.
Well, that's it, Parky. Very simple. We just have to conserve on breads and wheat products.
Yes.
Oh, and there's one more thing.
What is it?
Well, they also suggested that for desserts, instead of pies and cakes, we should eat fruit.
Oh, I always eat fruit for dessert, Betty. Yes, you know, all I ever eat for dessert is half an orange, that's all. Yes.
Well, that's not very much, is it, Parky? Half an orange?
Oh, I could never eat a whole one. Don't forget, these are California oranges. And you know, Betty, that California oranges are so big, they only come one to a dozen.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Opie.
Say, Opie. You know, we are just talking here about saving food. You know, Betty just come from the government meeting. They want us to cut down the food, you know.
Oh, yes, and Opie, instead of all the boys in your band eating sandwiches all day long, please ask them to eat something else because it's very important to save bread.
Yes.
No more sandwiches, huh?
Yes.
I wonder what the boys can eat.
Oh, let them eat anything. Like they can eat fish. Say, that would be good for them, too. Don't forget, Opie, fish is brain food.
Fish is brain food?
That's what they say.
Well, now, that's a funny thing. I always thought brain food was noodle soup.
I see, well.
Well, Parky, speaking for me and the boys in the band, starting right now, we'll all eat less.
Well,
yes, sir, we'll help you save some food.
That's good, Opie. I'm glad to hear you say that. And you know something else? You could save on your music, too.
Save food and my music?
Yes.
How?
You can use less beats, you see? I don't know what is the matter with your music out there. Lately, Opie, you're playing so fast now. What is that?
Well, I know it, Parky. It's Tom, that new drummer I got.
Tom?
He beats out the rhythm for the band, and he's got a fast beat.
Oh, yes, that Tom, the new drummer. That's just the craziest guy I've ever seen in my whole life.
Well, Parky, he ain't exactly crazy.
No?
He's just full of rhythm.
Rhythm?
It's funny the way he talks in rhythm, too, ain't it?
Yeah, it is funny the way what he talks in rhythm. But look, Opie, tell him to play slower, will you?
Oh, I did tell him, but he don't pay no attention to me.
Yeah?
Say, Parky, maybe he'd listen if you'd tell him. Let me call him over here. Hey, Tom, would you come over here, please? Parky wants to talk to you.
Well, how do you do? How do you do? It's very true. I'm glad to see you.
Whip it off!
Hey, Tom, lately I've been noticing what you've been playing the drums too fast, you see.
Oh, you mean my beat? Say, ain't that sweet? I learned that treat down Basin Street.
You see, Parker, what Tom is trying to tell you is he likes to play that New Orleans jazz.
Yeah, I like that jazz. That jazz is jazz. It's the best jazz what anybody has. Round!
Listen here. Tom. Wait a minute. Man, it's crazy. Look, Tom, go back to your drums. Play any way what you like, will you?
Okay, you. You gave me my cue, so I'll just say a goodbye to you. I'm sorry now, but it just must flow, so excuse my dust, cause here I go.
I just got a good idea. So if the government really wants to save food, they should send that Tom the drummer around for to talk to all the people. He could take anybody's appetite away.
Betty Rhodes, singing star of our old gold show, sings, "You Won't Be Satisfied."
You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I try to shower you with love and kisses, but all I ever get from you is nagging and dragging. My poor heart is sagging away. You toss my heart around the crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart. You're never satisfied until the teardrops start. I try. my poor heart is sagging the way you toss my heart around. A crying shame. I'll bet you wouldn't like it if I did the same. You're only happy tearing all my dreams apart. You won't be satisfied. You won't be satisfied until you break my heart.
Oh, hey, Parky. Say, I just heard a great joke.
Yes?
Do you know how to make antifreeze?
No, I don't, Bob. How do you make antifreeze?
Take away her hot water bottle.
Why don't you stop coming around here with those broken down jokes? Why, that's the worst thing that I never heard of.
There, Parky. Why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Light an old gold? What do you think with this thing in my mouth? Is a thermometer? Bob, I'm always like an old gold, especially when I would like for to get a little comfort and pleasure.
Yes, Parky, thousands of people have learned that you can get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold. The comfort of extra protection against cigarette dryness. The pleasure of luxurious extra flavor. You see, Old Gold gives you the benefit of a remarkable moisture-protecting agent we call apple honey. Made from the juice of fresh apples, it helps prevent cigarette dryness. And for extra flavor, aroma, Old Gold adds a touch of Latakia tobacco to give you a tastier smoke, a friendlier smoke. Yes, light an Old Gold. And enjoy the priceless comfort, the sheer pleasure of a truly great cigarette. Oh, Parky, look who's coming. It's your old friend, Orville Shire. I'm going to duck out of here before he tries to sell me something.
Oh, my.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Conkers. Am I correct?
Yes, you're correct.
Now, Mr. Parky Conkers, yes. I got a little business deal for you. I'm going to show you how to make a lot of money. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that. Besides, Mr. Sharp, I'm the one for to go and no business deals with you, and I don't care for to make lots of money, because don't forget, money is do not bring happiness.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes, sir.
Money does not bring happiness.
That's right.
But it does help to steady the nerves a little bit. All I want to do is explain my preposition to you.
All right, go ahead. Explain your preposition. What is that?
Well, here's my idea, pure and simpleton. Now, I can show you a way how you can double your business.
Double my business?
Yep, increase it by 10%.
Double my business, increase it by 10%?
Uh-huh. I got a way how your customers will eat more, you see. I sell pills that'll improve your customers' appetites.
The pill that'll improve my customers' appetites?
Correct it! Now, these pills are made by a famous chemist.
You said a famous chemist?
Uh-huh, a very well-known scientist.
And these pills is making the customers eat more, you say?
Yeah, that's it. As simple as ADCB.
ADCB?
Uh-huh. Now, I'd like to sell you a couple of thousand of these pills. Yes. They're only $15 a dozen.
$15 a dozen for pills? What makes them so expensive?
Well, now, don't forget, they come in a cardboard box.
Yes, well, thank you very much for telling me about them. And if I ever need any of these pills, I'll get them in the drugstore.
Oh, no, 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 buddy. You can only buy these pills from me. Oh. Now, you see, I got the exclusive rights to sell them in this territory.
In this territory?
Uh-huh. You see, my territory runs from 3,500 miles north and south,
yes,
and 4,500 miles east and west. Yes. That takes in almost all of Los Angeles.
You're right, that's practically most of it, yes.
Okay. Now, how many of these pills do you want to buy?
Oh, look, Mr. Sharp, I don't want to buy no pills.
No?
See, I'm just got for to do the opposite, you know. The government is wants all the restaurants for to save food. The patriotic thing for to do now is to have my customers eat less, not more.
Well, then I'm just the man for you.
You are?
Yeah, you see, my company also makes a pill that'll cut down your appetite. Oh, boy, these reducing pills are terrific.
They're terrific?
Why, yep, so. Now, just let me give you an example of what these reducing pills can do.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me an example.
Well, now, 2 weeks ago, my brother took just one of those pills to cut down his appetite, see? In 6 days, he lost 250 pounds.
Wait a minute. How could your brother lose 250 pounds in 6 days?
His wife left him.
Tell me, Mr. Sharp, how much does these pills cost?
Well, now, before we talk about money, now, why don't you just try my free sample?
Yes, I think that would be our best thing what I could do. First, we try the free sample.
Yeah, why, sure, that's a wonderful idea. You see, my free sample only costs $22.
Yes. The free sample costs $22?
Yeah. Now, if you just give me $22, I'll be glad to go over to the factory and roll the pills over to you.
Let us forget the whole thing. I'm done going for to spend no $22 for pills.
Okay, okay. What are the pills worth to you?
I don't want no pills at all. But so long as you're in that business, I'd like to give you a chance, you know. Just for to help you out, maybe I could spend 35, 40 cents, but that's all.
40 cents?
Yes.
For 40 cents, you expect to buy the products of a famous chemist and a great scientist?
Yes.
For 40 cents, you expect me to furnish you with the latest discoveries and pills?
Yes.
Why, you're nothing but a cheapskate, that's what you are.
Now, you look here, Mr. Sharp. I'm getting sick and tired of you coming in my restaurant and insulting me all the time. Don't forget, I'm done sent for you, and I don't need you either to come in here hollering on me. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah, I realize that.
And that goes for your pills, too. So far as I am concerned, you can go take a pill yourself.
Now, wait a minute, Britta, not so fast. I'm not going to take no pill. Right now, I'm going to take a powder. Goodbye, Park, you cocker.
Goodbye, Mr. Jones.
Old Gold presents Opie Gates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Sioux City Sioux. Next time you buy cigarettes, ask for Old Gold and discover for yourself exactly what we mean when we say Old Gold does more to give you more.
Yes, when you light an Old Gold, you'll experience the delight of more comfort, more pleasure than you ordinarily expect from a cigarette. Old Gold makes that possible by devoting more attention to those little details and refinements that make such a tremendous difference in your smoking pleasure. In Old Gold, you get not only a blend of the world's choicest tobaccos, you get more. An added detail, Latakia tobacco for extra flavor and richness. And in Old Golds, you get more than the ordinary moistening agent. You get the special humectant, apple honey, which helps prevent cigarette dryness. Why, even the paper on Old Gold is a luxurious detail, for it's made from virgin pure flax, converted into snow-white, smooth, even-burning cigarette paper. Yes, smoke an Old Gold, the cigarette that does more to give you more. That's right, to get more out of your smoking, more comfort, more pleasure, always ask for Old Gold.
Porky, this is very interesting.
What is it?
Well, just by being careful, we've used 15 less loaves of bread today than we ordinarily would use.
Oh.
Gosh, if everybody did that, it'd sure save a lot of food.
Sure would.
And the strange part of it is nobody even misses it.
You're right, Betty. You know something? I'm able for to make so many different dishes with that oatmeal, you know. I never served so much oatmeal since I've been in business, and all the customers are so wonderful about it, too. Especially when I explain to them why we got for to save food, you know.
Hey, waiter! Waiter!
Excuse me, Betty, that man is calling me. I better go over for to take his order. Yes, sir?
Well, have a little service, mister. I'm so hungry I could eat an elephant.
Could eat an elephant? Tell you the truth, I just served my last order of elephant, you see. Too late in the day to start a new elephant. I'm only making a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, now look. I want a big bowl of chicken soup with noodles.
Yes.
Then I want an order of macaroni. Then bring me a great big steak smothered with mushrooms. About 10 slices of bread, some coffee, and a big hunk of apple pie.
Yes.
Just bring that, lay it all on the table here, and brother, get out of my way. That's what I want.
That's what you want. You know what you're going to get?
What?
Nice big bowl of oatmeal.
Oatmeal?
Yes.
Who asked for oatmeal? I hate oatmeal.
Yes, I know, but you see, we're trying for to save food.
Save food?
Yes.
For what, brother? The war's over.
Yes, the war's over, but don't forget, there's still millions of hungry people all over the world. We got to feed them, you know.
We got to feed them?
Yeah.
Not me, bud. I ain't giving up none of my food just to feed a bunch of foreigners. A lot of guys that talk with a dialect.
Talk with a dialect? No, no, mister. I'm talking about hungry babies. They're a year old. They don't talk with no dialect. They don't even know how to talk at all yet.
Yeah? Well, I know all about that baby stuff. They just use that bunk to work on your sympathies.
Bunk?
Yeah. You see, bub, I'm wise to them foreigners.
Oh.
I happen to belong to a certain organization here, and our leader was explaining about that stuff to us.
Your leader?
Yeah, the Grand Vulture.
Grand Vulture? That is the leader of your organization?
Yeah, and he's a pretty smart guy, too. He started as a plain buzzard, and he worked his way up to Grand Vulture.
Vulture? What kind of an organization is that?
It's a good organization, brother, and we're very particular who belongs to.
Right?
Yeah. We don't take in no foreigners, see? In fact, the purpose of this organization is to get rid of all foreigners.
Oh.
That's what it says right on the receipt they give you when you pay your dues.
Oh, you got to pay dues to belong to that?
Sure, you got to pay dues. $15 a year. Besides that, you got to have other things, you know, incidentals. That cost another $10.
$10 for incidentals?
Yeah, like a little black mask that goes over your face and you wear it at all the meetings so nobody will recognize who you are.
I see. Why don't you want the people for to recognize you?
Well, because...
Maybe because you're ashamed of it, huh?
Well, I...
Tell me, what happens to that money? You know, the $15 what you pay the dues and the $10 what you pay for, you know, the mask. Who gets that?
Well, the Grand Vulture uses that for expenses.
Expenses?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it costs money to spread rumors around about certain kinds of people so that they can start to hate each other. That's very important.
say it's very important for people to hate each other?
Sure.
I don't know what kind of organization that is, what you belong to.
Well, don't you worry, brother. It must be okay. They got hundreds of members.
Hundreds of members, yeah? And each one pays $15 dues and $10 for the stuff like the mask, huh? Say, that must run into thousands of dollars. I was just thinking here with that grand vulture of yours. He's got a pretty good racket, huh?
Oh, the trouble with you is you don't know what it is for a lot of fellas to get together who think alike.
Oh, yes, I do. You know, me and my friends, you know, during the war, we started a little organization right here in this neighborhood. We took lessons in first aid at the Red Cross, and we became air raid wardens. We give our blood, we bought bonds, and we grew victory gardens. Yes, and we don't have for to pay no dues to that either. And we didn't use nothing to hide our faces. Except that the air raid helmet, what they gave me, was four sizes too big. It used to fall down over my eyes all the time, you know. Yes, and in among this little organization was a few fellas what you might call foreigners. Oh, fellas like John O'Dwyer and Joe Tarantino and Saul Finkelstein and Pedro Gonzalez and me, Parkiakakis, and George Washington Johnson. Yes.
Some organization. Hey, how could you fellas get along? I mean, all kinds of nationalities mixed up like that. How could you understand each other? I mean, you don't have nothing in common.
Ah, that's where you're wrong. We have one great thing in common, you see? All of us are Americans. Yeah. This little bunch I just told you about, a lot of them had sons in the war, you know. I mean, those foreigners, too. Three of the boys didn't come back. You know, sometimes it was a terrible price to pay, but that is brothers, all of us, even closer together. You see, we decided that if those kind of people was good enough for to die together, then they're certainly good enough for to live together, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, who do I make the check out to?
Check what check?
Well, I got $25 I was going to send to the Grand Vulture, but I'll give it to you. You can send it over to the committee that's sending food over there. And you know something? That Grand Vulture's too fat anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my, you know, $25, say, this is really wonderful. Gee, will the committees will be glad for to get this, huh? Ah, but look at me standing here wasting all this time just talking to you, and you must be so hungry. Let me get you something to eat. What are you going to have?
What am I going to have?
Yes.
How many times do I have to tell you I want a big bowl of oatmeal?
Yes, sir, coming right up.
For the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Wally Mayer, Jess Kirkpatrick, Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Meanwhile, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. Its tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness to give you more smoking pleasure. Then we'll see you next Sunday. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Finberg and Parker Carcass. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.